Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, December 18, 2017, More Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. To begin tonight's call, I want to go out to the state of Idaho and to $100,000 ring earner, Mr. Damian Sheber. He actually has someone that he wants to recognize tonight that's actually just leveled up on his team. Mr. Sheber, are you on the call?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Well, Mr. Moore, I appreciate you giving me just a few minutes here right at the beginning to recognize Mr. Josh McKee. He's a brand-new associate, just not even quite a month old in the business. Just finished leveling up the senior associate and really beyond that already. And you know you found a keeper when he's keeping his upline, Victor Seguinot, up late at night talking about the future and plans that they've got and, you know, Victor texts me at 3 in the morning saying, I just got off the phone with Josh. And, of course, I'm a night owl, so I happen to be up at 3 in the morning. So Victor and I ended up talking until 4 in the morning about how excited Josh is. And so just wanted to recognize Josh tonight. Josh, are you on the call with us?
Yes, sir, I am.
Well, tell us why you're excited about Legal Shield.
All right. What I am excited about Legal Shield and what I have found that I really enjoy about it is the ease and accessibility the service is. Not only to be able to call our law firms at any given time, but even the respect that the law firms show us as well to call us back as regular employees. And, you know, that's something that I really have stressed upon the people that I've met with and talked to. And honestly, that's what keeps me going is to be able to extend the plan to everyone else.
Well, we appreciate you and the effort that you're putting in, and thank you so much. And like I said, Mr. Moore, it's always exciting when you have someone who sees the vision of what we're doing, and you know, it all begins with the services. Mr. Persistency, how Pinson would say, and Jimmy Parrish knows, and, you know, so many people who have made millions with the More Success Team already know. Josh is self-discovering, and he's on his path to millions with Legal Shield as well. Thank you so much for allowing us to recognize him and turn the call back over to you, sir.
All right. Thank you very much, Damian. Congratulations to you, Josh. Keep up the good work. Next, I want to go out to Temecula, California, and to Lori and Tim Schock, who just qualified for a $10,000 bonus with Legal Shield. Lori, Tim, you guys on the call?
Yes, sir, we are. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you loud and clear, Lori. Congratulations. Tell everybody what it takes to get that $10,000, what it took for you to do that, and if, is it possible for anybody else that wants it?
Oh, for sure. First of all, I just want to say, hearing the lineup of people checking in, I am so honored to be on this call. I heard so many of my mentors and leaders and people that I followed and trained under for 9 years now. So this is truly exciting. It's really an honor. We're very excited. The Schock household is definitely in the Christmas spirit, eternally grateful to Legal Shield. So, yeah, it's been just over 9 years when we started. I'll tell you what, I've always been part-time, spare time. And up until very recently, I still was. So in doing this, reaching that goal and going for that bonus, when they announced it in Columbus, I had just hit ED that month. So I was there as an ED. And we've hit it before in the past, 1 month here, 2 months there, never three in a row. But that power, you hear about the power of vision. At that conference is when I made the decision. I flat out, right there in my seat, they made the announcement. I said, this is it. We're going to do it. We're going to go for it. And being so part-time, spare time, I do have an amazing team. But I don't have the team production where it was, like, passive, coming in 20 counters from one line and 20 from another. There was a lot of hard work here. So we really buckled down, did a ton of three-way calls all through – September, October, November, reaching out, helping and supporting our team, as well as diving in and reaching out to friends that I've made over the years just in networking and going out and doing a lot of volunteer work with chambers, I really realized in this whole process that I had a ton of friends that I had never really exposed to Legal Shield before, and this was my opportunity, and this was a great way to open the door and ask permission to share and do it right, and it felt so good. It was really nice to see how many genuine friends were really still out there, and now new teammates coming on board. We're just super, super excited, and a lot of it was visualization. You know, my executive is Mr. Chris Hughes, and he said, Lori, just visualize what it'll feel like to get that bonus and stay in that feeling as long as you can. And I would practice this multiple times a day. And if any doubts would start creeping in, I would remind myself, go, nope, nope, that wasn't long enough. I need to get back in that feeling a little longer. And I really believe that it works. I mean, it's believing in yourself, believing in others, following the mission and the passion of Legal Shield's entire goal. We're very much, you know, just so in love with the company and our mission that it's amazing to be a part of it. So this $10,000, yes, it was amazing. My first thing I did is it pay off a large debt, which everybody who's ever had a chance to do that, you know how gratifying that feels. And there's still plenty left over to take care of our kids. We have, you know, we're parents of 7 grandbabies. It's just going to be a really, really awesome holiday here in the Schock household. So I do believe anybody can do this, and I really believe it does start with the power of decision. So for even newer people on the line, when there's a goal ahead of you, just make the decision to go for it. Work with your leaders. Work with your upline. They've been around. They can point you in absolutely the right direction. And just do whatever you got to do to achieve that goal. It is always going to be worth it. So thank you, sir. Thanks for letting me share. I'll turn it back over to you.
Well, Lori, I appreciate that very much. So proud of you and Tim and all the hard work you put into this. And we're looking for bigger and better things. But $10,000 at Christmas time, that's a pretty good Christmas present. Wouldn't you agree?
We definitely agree. Thank you.
Well, congratulations. Good job. Keep up the good work. All right, ladies and gentlemen, tonight our special guest speaker is none other than our own Millionaire Club member and $3,000 production award winner. That's Mr. David Peterman from Stillwater, Oklahoma. David and his wife, Jean, both were business owners until he was actually introduced to Legal Shield. The membership was far more than what he expected. He was convinced that everyone in America needed it. They wanted to be a part of that, so he made a trip to the home office in Ada, Oklahoma, just to check it out. Being able to help other people is the best part of this opportunity. David and Jean find it very rewarding working with their team. Many have become like family to them. They get to help people every day and not only feel good about it, but they also get paid very well for it. They are doing well while doing good. Mr. David Peterman, are you on, sir?
Absolutely, Mr. Moore. And congratulations to Lori again. That what a great deal to get that $10,000 bonus and do that, and to everyone that's leveled up. Randy, it's our privilege tonight to be, obviously, just be a part of the More Success team. We certainly appreciate Mr. Ken Moore and you and Jeremy and the leadership and just the tremendous culture that's built in there. Dean and I were talking about when I was looking for things that I thought I could maybe share tonight on the call, and we've done a lot of things. You know, we're selling the membership. My introduction there was that you went over. I'm a product of the product. You know, I bought a membership, thought it was just unbelievable. It was a godsend. And I quickly realized it was something that we wanted to help people with, became more more than just making money. I mean, we had made money. I've made money and lost a lot of money, but certainly this is a way that you can make a living while making a difference and doing that in your life. But Gina, we're talking about, you know, if we wanted to get some tips, obviously we want to get those tips from the people that are the best at it in the industry. And So we've asked several people to come on tonight. I wanted to just talk about what do we make money doing? I mean, you can recruit someone, but until they sell a membership, there's no commission, no override on that. Doesn't create long-term residual income. So what happens, we've asked a few people to come on and just give us a couple of tips on how to sell the Legal Shield, ID Shield memberships for long-term retention. Because again, that long-term retention, that's what creates long-term residual income. Gene and I have done, we've been very blessed and done that. It's more than just thinking the membership can help people. You know, it's even more than just believing it can work. The key is really knowing it does, and we can and do help people protect themselves, their families, protect their assets, and protect their identities. You know, for around $1 a day, it's just incredible. And so how do you get to know, you know, how do you know that you know? Well, you use the membership. You know, learn about the provider law firms. Go to the open houses. Learn about who Kroll is and what they do and how they go about doing it. In fact, there's a great training in the back office there on the LMS on Kroll and who they are and what and that kind of thing. But in getting tips, I think it's always a good idea to get the tip from the people that are not only have done it but are still doing it. And I can tell you that just the little handful of people that we have on that we're going to ask tonight to give a couple of tips, between the half a dozen of people that, Randy, there's been, and these are all on the MORE team, but they're over 50,000 memberships sold by these people. So, and what I'd like people to do is listen for the common denominator, the common thread through these quick tips as we go. And you may want to get a pen out and take some quick notes, because these people are going to go through pretty quickly. But let's get started with Mrs. Sherilyn Degatta. Sherilyn, you've just done a tremendous job. We have a great deal of respect for what you've done and you're doing, and you and John. Can you give us a couple of tips on helping to selling memberships for long-term retention?
Thank you, Mr. Peterman, and you and Jeannie have been wonderful and really part of my family as well, along with the Moores. I've been going into my 13th month, my 13th year at the end of this month, and it's amazing how time just goes by. I started this very part-time, and I went to a full-time position really within 3 months. And it's easy to sell a membership. The membership, you really have to get it in your head, and then you have to be able to speak it, and then you have to get it into your heart. And really, once it's in your heart, whether you do the networking side, the recruiting side, whether you do the group side of it, it really ends up selling itself. You have to really understand the value of the membership. And I see so many people, you know, I've got a large organization. I've got about 3,700 people in my organization. And one of the things that we do is we have a common thread within our organization to really teach people not just to be able to believe in the product, but believe what long-term it can do for you and your family. I heard you talk about residual income, and that's really what got me in the business and keeps me in the business today, being able to have a six-figure income because of residual income. But there's a couple tips that I want to share, as you mentioned, that really will be a common denominator. I think that all the experts on the phone tonight, because I know the panel will totally agree, is you really have to put your mindset is that you're selling this membership or you're recruiting this person for a lifetime. You really wouldn't think about canceling your health insurance because of something catastrophic happening. You wouldn't cancel your car insurance in case you ever get in a car accident. You wouldn't end up canceling your home insurance. So why would you cancel an identity theft insurance product or a legal plan when it's so important and it's a now benefit that you don't have to wait for, that you can use today? It's really important, two steps that I really, really, when I'm going out there marketing the membership on an individual basis, and I've marketed over 4,000 memberships now, my team's marketed over 22,000 memberships, that but the common denominator that we're going to put in place is every single packet that I put together or I sell a membership is getting people to use the membership. And one of the things in your back office that you might not include in your portfolio or in your packets that you're presenting is the quick start stepping, the step of every single packet. In your back office, it will tell people what the identity theft plan is, what the legal plan is. And until they really use it, because if they're not using that product and get it started right away, they're going to not see the value of it. It's just going to be another debt that's coming out of their checking account. But that quick start steps, printed out, will tell them exactly what to do. I have them sit down going over, let's download your application once we get your membership numbers. Let's start your identity theft product monitoring. Let's do the will questionnaire. Let's get your apps downloaded. Let's go ahead and get you in member perks, because all those things are a complete package that if they don't start using it the correct way, they forget about it, and they're not following the steps to be able to see the value of the membership. The other thing that I do is I really stress the importance of really having that member perks. The member perks are just an added value benefit that they can put in place, added to their benefit package. They have so many discounts and so many things that they can use, and just on saving, you know, hundreds of dollars a month, just this month I've used that membership perk, $1,100 this month that saved me on buying Christmas presents. And you know what? That paid for years and years and years of a membership. So the two tips I want to tell you is get that into every single packet, every single mindset of what you have, that quick start step. You can find it in your back office and put it in part of your package. Explain the value of the memberships. You have a trifold that you can add to every single package. And it's really important to diligently throughout your organization to stress the importance of how important it is buying this peace of mind and why they never want to never not have it. So with you, Mr. Peterson, I turn it over to you and thank you for the opportunity to give a couple tips that I find very, very helpful, that whether you specialize in the networking side or the group arena, it's very, very important to put in place and have these individual customers in your database being able to create a residual income that every single one of you deserve to have, no matter how long you've been in the business.
Well, Cheryl Ann, thank you very much, and absolutely good tips. I appreciate you being on and doing that. And second, I want to go to Mr. Ray Rios. Ray is just, again, a passionate. In each one of these people, I'm very proud to be able to call and honored to be able to call him a friend. But Ray Rios, are you on there? Can you give us just a quick tip on maybe what you do to sell for long-term retention?
Sure. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Great. I've got a lot of feedback, so I don't know if whoever's monitoring the call, they can mute a couple of calls to get some feedback from. But anyways, good evening. Buenas noches. Good evening, everyone. Excited to be here to give you a tip, right? A tip. First and foremost, Mr. Peterman, thank you so much for inviting me to share this. But More Success Team, which is my family also, let me tell you one of the things, and I did this also today, you know, when I sell a membership, let it be the ID Shield or let it be the legal plan, as soon as the membership is processed, now with technology, they're getting their membership number almost immediately online. But the same way I made an appointment to present and enroll somebody for the services or recruit them, I'm making an effort to make an appointment to sit down with them and create their back office profile. Why I do that? Because I realize that you're going to hear it over and over and over. The sooner they get to use it, the better. The most familiar person to use the services will use it most. So what I'm doing is sitting down, literally creating with them, walking them through the process of doing their portal and getting to use it. That's the simplest way. And for time's sake, that's what we do. And it's very functional.
Absolutely. And Ray, you're exactly right. That certainly makes a huge difference to you and Sheridan both. Again, we're looking for the common thread, folks, and those two things right there can make you a fortune just in what Ms. Tagata and Mr. Rios were talking about. Next, I want to go to Ms. Stephanie Moore. And Stephanie's right here in Ada, Oklahoma, in the corporate head office hometown, and has been there, but have sold thousands of memberships. And Stephanie, would you give us a quick tip on how you might, you know, again, how you sell a membership for long-term retention?
Yes, can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for being on.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for having me on. I want to just kind of throw out there a couple of things that I like to focus on. I prefer to focus on the will portion of the membership. Again, it's getting people to want to use the membership. And so being able to focus on the will and letting them know to keep it updated, and that shows the reason why you want to keep our membership for a long-term purpose. And I've used my personal story and experience of coming from divorced parents. I lost my father when he was 49. I was 21. He had no will. And I've had to fight my stepmom for 18 years for some of my father's things. I know he wouldn't have wanted it that way, but he did not have things prepared. He didn't have the will. So because of that, it's been quite an experience for me. But I can also guarantee you when he pulled out of his driveway that day, you never thought he wasn't pulling back in. So a lot of times we don't think, you know, at a young age, like I said, I was 21 at the time, I would have never thought about having a will. But because of that experience, I had my first will prepared at the age of 21. And so whenever I speak to people, you know, even if they're young, I may say, you know, a lot of 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, we don't think about having a will, but what we have to remember is we don't know what's going to happen to us 10 minutes from now. And we live in a will state, which allows, you know, the state to step in and determine who's going to raise your minor children, who's going to receive your hard-earned property and possessions. And so with this membership, you can have your will prepared. You can start off simple, and as you progress, get married, have children, get property and stuff, and throughout your life, you're able to update it, and it doesn't cost you anything. That's just part of your legal shield membership. So I like to focus on that, and that's what's great about our membership is, you know, you want to use it. And that's what I've kind of noticed. Everybody says that, you know, you want your members to use the membership. And so I just feel like that's one of the first things that kind of gets them going is focusing on the purpose and the importance of having a will. And then you can also do the same as identity theft. You know, we all hear about the data breaches. Any one of them out there can affect us. So it can hit close to home. You can pick any data breach that you want, and pretty much, you know, somebody has been affected by it or somebody that they know has been affected by it. So it's just not a matter of, you know, if you become a victim. It's a matter of when. And so having that program, you know, our identity theft program, is going to protect you with those core identity theft issues. And that's a necessity for anyone, even protecting your children. Your children's information is important. You know, most thieves want minors' information because of good credit, and we usually don't check it until the age of 18. So having that monitored, you know, at such a young age is great as well. And so those are two things that I just feel like really pushes the focus on the importance of our membership, having it long-term. Those are not just quick fixes, you know, and then you no longer want the membership. Those are two reasons right there why you want to keep it for long-term reasons. And so I think whenever you recruit someone, you need to have them see the importance of our plans. They need to have both of the benefits and then encourage them to use it. They need to have their own stories. And I just feel like as you use your membership, it does hit close to, you know, to the heart. It does, you know, become part of you. And so whenever you're presenting it to an individual or in front of a group, that passion shows through. I know, you know, with my personal experience, people will tell me after, you know, I've talked to them, they'll say, you know, I can see how your, you know, experience has really affected you and how it hits, you know, to the core of your heart. And it does. And if it wasn't for this membership, I wouldn't be able to protect my family, you know, and know that my kids will not have to go through the same ordeals that I had to go through, you know, with the loss of my father. And it just gives you peace of mind knowing that my family is going to be protected. So if something was to happen to Jeremy or myself tomorrow, I don't have to worry about my kids. I know because of my membership, they're going to be protected both by the membership as well as financially, and it just gives you peace of mind. And so those are my tips. But I also want to say just a really quick note, I want to thank our team for already having over 1,000 sales for this month. Jeremy and I are so excited with our coworkers and our partners, and it's just going to end up being a really great end of the year, and I will turn it back over to you.
Well, that's exciting. And folks, again, those are the things, congratulations, by the way, but those are things, and you can hear that passion. You know, it's that personal, what we were talking about a second ago, that, you know, knowing that you know what a difference it makes. And I appreciate that, Stephanie. Thank you. Mr. Harold Pinson, I'd like for you to give us a quick tip on how you sell the Legal Shield membership, ID membership, for long-term retention, if you would.
Okay. Thank you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I'm just like everyone else on this call. You know, you have to be passionate about what you do. They can tell you whether you're passionate or not. And one other thing I'll point out on the wheel part, that is really a key feature on our membership, is some of you live in some states that may have a high divorce rate, and say that your prospect went through a divorce and got remarried, and they and their first spouse had a will drawn up, but when they got remarried, they never did update that will. I use that in my presentation. I say, well, if that happens, guess who gets what? Well, you know, the ex-spouse does. And I say, well, you really want that to happen? They start laughing. That they can see value in that. And, you know, stories, you know, facts tell and stories sell. You know, for you guys who are just getting started in the business, whether you're networking or on the B2B side, if you don't have a story yet, use someone else's story. You will get stories. As far as retention goes, one thing I focus on when I go into service groups is, you know, these mobile apps are great, but there's a lot of people still old school out there. I always buy a stack of will questionnaires and the temporary membership kits. And when I go into service groups, people say, well, you know, I haven't done my will yet. You have a form that I can have. And I said, sure, you need some decals, you know, buy some tax decals. And be a friend, not a salesperson. You know, I've had memberships that I sold almost 28 years ago that's still on the books today. And, you know, people can read you. And one thing I do on identity theft is every time a data breach happens, of course, there's data breaches right and left. I always cut out the newspaper clipping or get a little video clip, and on the newspaper clipping, I have that laminated. And I use that in showing in my identity theft presentations. And you just have to really stay focused. You know, we all have some challenging times. We have ups and downs. It's kind of like being on a roller coaster ride, but still the greatest business in the world. You know,
absolutely.
I've been doing this for a long time. I don't go out and make sales every day, but I certainly don't quit because I know people out there need this. And the service that we provide are second to none. And that's basically all
that's
that I
exactly,
have. Actually, Stephanie exactly. And Ray covered on a couple issues that I was going to mention. So,
well, and that's great. And Harold, I appreciate that very much. And that's what we're looking for, is the why. And I just want people to understand why, not only how, I mean, it's amazing to me that you guys have sold over 50,000 memberships, you know, combined. And when you look at it, I have a whole page of notes here from just the common threads going through. So we appreciate that. Linda Bowden is the next one that I have on here. And Linda is, again, a friend, but it's been in the business for years. She started when she was 12 under Mr. Moore's tutelage just has done a tremendous job and has long-term retention. Linda, give us a quick tip on selling for long-term retention.
Well, and I thank you. And just so you know, it's been over 30 years, and I have members that have been with me for over 30 years. So that's
wow.
A testament to our company and the service. I
Absolutely.
Think probably one of the biggest things that I've always done, and I haven't veered off this probably my whole career, is I'm a really, really good question asker. I mean, you ask anybody that knows me, I am always asking questions because I'm just naturally a very curious person. And if I'm sitting down with somebody, especially, you know, if I don't know anything about them, I have real basic questions that I've been asking now for, gosh, I don't know, 25 years or something, and they kind of go like this. They're just real basic. I want to know if they're married, okay? Because if I know if they're married, then I, then you know, there, I know that you know that the will would come in play. If they have children, of course, then if they have children, you know, I might be thinking about when I get to the dry, the you know, when I get to the automotive part of the legal plan, I might be thinking or asking them if they have teenagers, if I know they have children. I want to find out if the wife works outside the home, because if the spouse, or I guess you, you know, you call it the spouse, does your spouse work outside the home, you want to know if she does or he does and what type of work do they do. I mean, there's another way, because you're always thinking when you're asking questions of ways to close that person, to really give them high value in the membership based on the way they answered your question. And one question that I've asked, it's been probably one of the most revealing questions, and this is really the last one that I usually ask like up front, and I'll just say something kind of like, well, do you do anything on the side? Now, in today's world, we call that a side hustle, but I've been asking if they did anything on the side for years, and I said, you know, like a little insurance on the side, maybe a little automotive business. It's so amazing to know what people have going on the side. One gentleman was kind of going through the plan, and I forgot to ask him that question. I learned at the very end of my little presentation that his wife was running a daycare center in their home. How huge is that? So based on the answers that you get to the questions, you can discover ways in which the membership can help them. And as you're talking about the membership, you're tying them down with the different ways that they're going to be able to use that membership once they have it. I think something else, of course, just I'm going to highlight this because here's a common thread. The will is amazingly important, everybody. I mean, it's everything. It's always been everything. I mean, it was one of the first things I learned about. And I still to this day will have a will questionnaire form with me. The new ones are absolutely gorgeous. They're only 35 cents. And even if you don't want to give them out, you can print them out. I give them out. I'm going to invest 35 cents, and sometimes that's what I will hand to them when, you know, part of what I'll hand to them when they take out the membership. So the will kit or the will questionnaire is very important. Now, I want you to all consider this very quickly. Everyone that's on the line right now, especially if you're new, I want you to just think about this. 80%, roughly 80% of American adults do not have a will, okay? If you know that, now think about that. You know that 80%, that means when you go to church, 80% of the people at church don't have a will. You go to Walmart, 80% of the people in there, that might be more like 90%, but 80% of the people in Walmart don't have their wills done. In your neighborhood, at your school, no matter where you are, if you look around, you know 80%. That means that when you sit down with somebody, you have better than an 80% chance of them taking out this membership. Think about that. So that should make you all feel like big sigh of relief right there. You have better than an 80% chance of them taking out the service just based on the will. And then lastly about the legal service, and this is going to really sound kind of crazy, and this really hasn't been a common thread, but I've said this before, and I'm going to stand by it, and now more than ever. Everybody listen up. Reserve the right not to sell someone a membership. That's right. That's exactly what I said. I have in my career, if I have somebody that I'm talking to on the phone or I'm in front of, and they are not respecting our membership. I mean, if I hear them not respecting our membership, they want to do a one and done and then cancel the membership. If they have cancellation in their hearts, I will send them to the home office. I will give them the home office 800 number and tell them, say, you know what, why don't you just call into the home office? I know that they would be glad to help you there. I would, God bless the home office. They can sign them up. I cannot. It's like a moral thing with me. I mean, I got it drilled in my head by Kim more early on that I cannot sell someone a membership or provide them with a membership knowing in my heart that they're going to cancel it right away, which is why, I guess that's why my retention has been pretty good over the years. And then lastly, about just a little thing about identity theft. My number one question that I've asked since almost the beginning, and it's been the biggest door opener ever for identity theft with anybody, and that's, are you aware of what's going on with identity theft? It's so simple, it's ridiculous, but you know what? You ask that question, it's so open-ended that you will get all kinds of answers from that. And I ask it to people that I'm trying to recruit. I ask it to people that I'm talking to in basic conversation because it's so open-ended, and it's not the kind of gotcha question. It's not going to make people fall in a trap. It's a relaxing question. They'll just relax. David, are you aware of what's going on with identity theft? You know, it's just a conversational question, but it's extremely revealing.
Absolutely. Well, Linda, I appreciate that very much. Great information, good tips, and I'm glad that, you treat that membership and the idea of respect for the membership like we do. I certainly appreciate you being on there. And this morning, I know we've gone a little bit past the time, but I have to wrap it up with this one. This gentleman, Mr. Jimmy Parrish, he just has been a tremendous blessing. And he reminds me, I bought a little booklet from Paul J. Meyer back a number of years ago, and it was entitled My Work is My Ministry. And I've kind of associated that with Jimmy Parrish for a number of years. But Jimmy sold, again, thousands and thousands of memberships. Mitch Parrish, would you give us just a quick tip, if you would, on in kind of where this is, we're wrapping it up, but if you would, just a quick tip on your thought on just long-term retention and how selling the membership works into there.
Well, thank you, David. I appreciate those kind words. And, yeah, I'll be brief because I know we're over the time. But one thing I'll say is I've been regularly using Prospect by Legal Shield, and I don't use it just for prospects. Every time I have a membership prospect or a membership sale, and I do a lot of selling in a lot of groups, but my staff will take the time to send out videos on the membership to each person that enrolls. So I'm not trying to get them to enroll. In most cases, they've already become members, but I want them, for many of them, to be able to have that video at home because they will retain maybe 10% of what you've told them in an enrollment setting, or if you're meeting with them one-on-one, as many of the people on the line tonight, they don't do B2B sales, but they're talking to people individually, but they can't retain it either. And some people are learners because they read. Some people are learners because they can hear, but other people like to watch and see a video. And so I've been sending all of my new members in all my groups, once they join, I say, you'll get a video from me within 24 hours. It'll be several videos, so if you have any questions, or you want to talk to your spouse about it, I encourage you to do so. And to me, that's been a great tool that the home office has offered us in the last couple of years to help retention, and I'm excited about being able to use that for prospects, but most specifically for my new members. And I'll turn it back over to you.
Well, thanks, Jimmy. And we actually do use that. We use the retention campaign that's in the prospect. So I'm really glad to have you say that. Mr. Moore, I'm going to turn it back to you, but it's exciting to me to be able to get, I mean, there's a lot of information from the people that we had give us the tips tonight, and I appreciate you allowing me to do that. But what an opportunity to be able to help people protect themselves or family assets, identity, do it long-term, have that long-term retention, which obviously then creates the long-term residual income, and that's why we're here. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Well, David, appreciate you very much. Appreciate you and Gene. And thanks for putting together the panel tonight. I think they did an awesome job. I want to encourage everyone, if they didn't take very good notes, go to moresuccessteam.com. It usually takes about a day, but we'll have these recordings up each and every week so you can go back and listen to them over and over again, because I truly believe that we have the best of the best, not just on our team, but in Legal Shield. So I want to thank all the speakers for doing such an outstanding job tonight. Keep up the good work. I do want to remind everyone that there will not be a call next week because it is Christmas, and we want everyone to spend the time with your family and your friends and go out there and build your business and build those relationships, ladies and gentlemen. And just, I'll end it just like this, like Mr. Moore always says, keep God first, family second, then Legal Shield. Merry Christmas, everyone. Good night.